Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Hey, can you hear me? I know you're watching me. I know you are. I've seen you hiding behind that fence. You're here every day that I go for my collection walks. I know you take pictures. See, you forgot to mute the camera sound the first few times. Oops. When I heard that, I checked out whose house this was, and I thought, it must be some dirty old man. But it was you, Mr. Udemy, my life science teacher. And you know, the more I thought about it, it kind of made sense. I've noticed, you know, how you like to look at me in class. When I bend over the specimen trays, and I'm wearing one of my wide neck tops, you always end up in front of me. You always stand there longer, making up questions to ask. And on days when I don't wear a bra, when you can look down my collar and see my titties all the way to the nipple, you like to look at my breasts, don't you? You like to think about how soft they must be? Trust me, they are so, so soft. Or when we're collecting outside the classroom and everyone's crawling around in the grass, I've noticed that you like to sort of squat behind me, especially on hot days when I'm wearing a super short pair of shorts. You know, the ones my mom doesn't know I wear without a skirt. The ones where you can see the bottoms of my ass cheeks sticking out. My bottom, it's pretty soft too. Soft, but firm, supple. Do you want to touch my boobs? My cute little ass? They're already so full and round for my age. You know, I'm not even a teenager yet. But you don't care. You want to do it anyway, don't you? It must be hard teaching a room with so many cute girls in it. I mean, they're not all like me, with such round little boobies and such a cute little butt. I know you used to teach 7th grade, and before that you taught 8th grade. Was that too hard? Did it get you too hard? Were the 14-year-olds in 8th just too hot and too sexy for you? Did you think you'd be safe teaching younger girls? But 7th wasn't young enough. So you tried again, and now you have a room full of 12-year-old girls. But you still can't help it, can you? You can't help but look at us and get hard. And since I've been coming out here to do my collecting, you've even gotten a look at that sweet place inside of me that you must dream about, haven't you? Yeah, I wanted you to get a look. See, I drink a big cold iced tea before I go out now. And so I start feeling that I have to pee before I get to your street. But I hold it in and I hold it in until I get right in front of your place. And then I don't have any choice by then. I just have to pee. I hide behind your bamboo, right next to your fence, and face the trail. Because, you know, I want to keep an eye out to see that no one notices me, right? But when I turn that way and squat like this, that means my bare butt is facing you. And you can see, right? You can see everything. You can see the curly hairs and the soft inside parts. You can see my pussy, my 12-year-old cunt, maybe my asshole too. You can see how I'm so shiny and wet, even before I start peeing. I have to pee right now. Watch me. That feels better. All the iced tea. Oh, I have to pee so much. And it takes a really long time for me to be done. So, you can take your time watching, okay? Do you know why my puss is so shiny? It's because I know you're watching. Don't you want to push it inside of me and feel me around you? Don't you want to hear my ass clapping against your belly as you thrust your dick into me? Don't you want to hold my hips tight while you ejaculate inside of me? I have one more day to collect specimens. That's tomorrow. After school. I'll come here again. I'll bet I'll have to pee again. And I'll bet you'll be watching me again. But next time, Mr. Udemy, don't just watch, okay? Tomorrow, I want you to grab me. I want you to burst out of your yard and grab me from behind and drag me back into the bushes and strip me naked and shove your pulsing cock right inside my tight little tween hole. All the way in. I want you to grab my arm and shove a rag in my mouth and snatch me away so fast I don't even have time to scream. I want to kick and punch and cry and try to yell, but you just keep dragging me back to your yard and violate me. And when you're done, just leave me. Leave me with my cunt all red and raw and battered and my insides all packed with your spunk. I want to feel your sperm inside of me. I want to walk home and sit down doing my homework while your cum sits in a warm little puddle inside of my body. I want to eat dinner with my folks and my sis like nothing is different. And while I sit there and eat potatoes and lamb chops and talk about school and stuff, my womb will be drawing in your sperm, letting it take root in my fertile insides. I want to hand in my project on Friday, put it right in your hand. Well, you and I both know that your cum is still inside of me. That it's there because you overpowered and molested me. I know I won't be able to hurt you. I know I won't be able to stop you. I know you're strong. All the girls talk about that. But they think you're cute. Cute. And me? I think you're a stud. I mean, like a stud. You're a big, handsome guy. You know, for a life science teacher, you should be knocking us girls up. Do you want to start with me? I've had my period, you know. And right now is a good time for you to breed my little tween, Philly. Immigrant teacher, little red-haired white girl. I think we could make some very pretty babies. Okay, well, I'm finally done peeing, and I've wiped myself, so I'm gonna go, but I'll be back tomorrow after school to finish my project. So what do you think, Mr. Udemy? You ready to fuck a 12-year-old girl? You ready to knock up a sixth grader? Are you going to have a huge hard-on all night while you think about me? Tomorrow, are you going to have the gag ready for my mouth? Are you going to have a spot picked out where you can take me and nail the fuck out of me and impregnate me? I hope so. I'll be thinking about it tonight, my last night as a virgin, and when I see you in school. Okay, Mr. Udemy, don't jerk off tonight, okay? See you tomorrow.